Tougher on Sports on WSOY, 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Welcome back, friends. It's good to have you here. Dave Baumberger and I are going to visit with a friend of ours, Mark Tupper. Mark, how are you this morning? You want to talk to us a little bit about baseball? Talk about it being in the news these days. And my, oh my, they're cheating in baseball.
Can you believe that, Wayne? You know, hey, Monday is the day for the Cardinal Caravan to roll into town at the Decatur Hotel and Conference Center. You know, tis the season for midwinter baseball talk. And wow, as you say, there is much to talk about in the world of Major League Baseball right now. This sign-stealing scandal has already claimed two high-profile managers, and a third could still tumble. But beyond that, there is a great deal of off-season player movement and potential movement at the third base position. The Rangers recently signed Todd Frazier. This week, the Twins agreed to pay Josh Donaldson $92 million for 4 years. But two big fish are still out there, and those are Chris Bryant of the Cubs and Nolan Arenado of the Colorado Rockies. The Cubs are still waiting on a ruling regarding Chris Bryant's service time. Basically, the decision will say whether the Cubs have 1 year of cost control or 2 years. And he is more valuable in a trade if the answer is 2 years. And the Cubs have primarily been linked to the Atlanta Braves, who have a bunch of very good young pitching talent, and the Arizona Diamondbacks have reportedly been talking to the Cubs as well. But a trade of Nolan Arenado from the Colorado Rockies to the Cardinals would be a blockbuster, and that speculation just won't go away, and it will be off the charts at the Cardinal Caravan Monday if nothing has happened yet. You know, when you think about an Arenado trade to St. Louis, I just keep coming back to that this would be a really tough sell for their fans of the Rockies if they were to make this trade and deal away their superstar player. And the only way they can make that work is if the haul from the Cardinals would be very, very high. And we're in that sort of stage with all this where there's just speculation. You know, what package could the Cardinals put together? One I saw had Dakota Hudson, Carlos Martinez, Tyler O'Neill, and one other pitcher going to Colorado. Now, is that a deal that Colorado would like? I don't know. But this is kind of the stuff that keeps baseball fans warm and fuzzy during the cold, long winter. You know, we can dream about all these things, but I think something's going to happen on Chris Bryant here very quickly, and that could result in a deal for the Cubs. They've got to get some younger players. They can't pay all of their young people when they come eligible for the big contracts, and I think that's a direction that looks like they're going to go.
Couple comments. One is Chris Bryant, I think wherever he ends up being one of the leaders on a team. Just his personality. He seems like a joyous, kind of charismatic type guy. That's good for any team that he ends up. Secondly, I'd like to be a fly on the wall as these decisions are made, because it's involving dollars and people's lives and families in way. I mean, I agonize if I'm hiring somebody that we're going to move them in, and it's a big one person, and how their kid's going to respond. I mean, I can't imagine when you say, we're going to move this six families this way, seven families this way, and it's going to all told run about $300 million. I just don't.
The other thing that would be fun would be to be these players' agents.
Whoa, yeah.
There's a big payday for those guys.
Yeah, it's a big deal. All right, we'll take a break. When we come back, I want you to see what you can tell us about the NFL playoffs this weekend, and who do you think's going to go where? All right, we'll put you on hold, and we'll be right back.
877-1000. Remember it. Write it down. 877-1000. We'll pay top dollar for your old vehicle. Just get it here. Drive it. Tow it. Pull it or push it. We don't care. We'll even pick it up in the local Decatur area. Just get it here. We'll pay the highest prices around. That's 877-1000. Lost the title? Don't worry. We can help. We're available auto parts. 2670 North Woodford Street, Decatur. The big blue building just south of Pershing Road. We also remove abandoned cars free. That's 877-1000. Call now and I'll stop yelling.
Welcome back, friends. I forgot I'm sitting here. We're chatting away. How you doing, Mark? I'm glad
I'm doing great.
You're just waiting, weren't you? You're very kind of you. That was a foul up on my part. Tell us about the NFL playoffs this weekend.
Well, the pro football world's gearing up for the two conference championship games on Sunday. This is the NFL's equivalent of the Final Four. The two winners Sunday will advance to the Super Bowl February 2nd in Miami. The AFC championship game will be played first at 2:05 Sunday afternoon on CBS. That's the Tennessee Titans at the Kansas City Chiefs. Tennessee beat Kansas City in a wild game in mid-November, 35-32, and yet Kansas City is favored by 7.5 points this Sunday. This game features two individual offensive powerhouse players. For Kansas City, it's their quarterback, Patrick Mahomes. He's amazing. He just engineered their comeback over Houston. And even in that loss to Tennessee earlier in the season, he had a very big game. The hope for Tennessee is that their running back, Derrick Henry, can continue to be this unstoppable guy that he has been in the playoffs. And in that victory over Kansas City in November, he rushed for 188 yards. People can't tackle him, Wayne, and they underestimate his speed. He's 6'3", 247 pounds, and he really moves fast. And if he gets up ahead of steam, he levels people. I think Tennessee's only chance is if he can get rolling and help them control the clock and keep the ball away from Patrick Mahomes. But in the end, I think Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs find themselves in the Super Bowl. The Green Bay Packers are also a 7.5-point underdog against the San Francisco 49ers. The NFC title game starts Sunday at 5:40. That will be on Fox. Those teams met earlier this season as well, with the 49ers romping 37-8. The Packers have won 6 in a row since that game. And while I agree they are underdogs, and while I also agree that I think the 49ers probably win this game, the Super Bowl matchup I would most like to see personally would be Patrick Mahomes in Kansas City against Aaron Rodgers in Green Bay. I think there's genuine intrigue in that matchup that would hold the attention, I think, of a lot of people who really don't have a rooting interest in a Super Bowl that might include San Francisco and Tennessee, heaven forbid. But I like that one. I just think it's going to be Kansas City and San Francisco by the time we get to the Super Bowl. And, hey, no sport talk tonight. For like the first time in 30-some years, both Tim and I are not in town tonight. So we take a week off, and we will be back next Thursday.
All right. Well, thanks so much for that. So then we have NFL playoffs this week, and then we get 2 weeks off or 3 weeks off until the Super Bowl?
2 weeks off.
2 weeks off, and then we go. So the first weekend in February – well, it's second weekend in February, really, is when we're back
at it. It's February the 2nd. It's the first Sunday in February.
All right. I'm getting ahead of myself. Hey, Mark, you're off to tonight, have a great time, and we'll be certain to be listening to Sports Talk next week, and appreciate your work in the community by all means.